Chris Landry here with a look at the AFC Championship game that's going to kick off Championship Sunday. Kansas City heading to Buffalo, 3 seed, heading to the number 1 seed. Baltimore, 3.5 point favorite. The total 44.5 as we speak. The computer model has the Chiefs winning at a 52% clip, getting 3.5. Of course, the Chiefs are 13-6, 7-2 on the road. 11-8 against the spread, 5-4 on the road against the spread, 6-4 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Ravens, 14-4, 7-3 at home, 12-6 against the spread this year, 6-4 at home against the spread this year, 8-2 in their last 10, 7-3 against the spread. The ideal ingredients for winning in the postseason: elite quarterback, elite defense. Brings us to the Ravens, just the fourth team since the 1970 merger to have a first-team All-Pro quarterback and the number one scoring defense in the NFL. The three previous teams to do so, the 72 Dolphins, the 78 Steelers, the 96 Packers, all went on to win the Super Bowl. That's the combination of factors working in the Ravens' favor this week. Quarterback Lamar Jackson coming off a historic performance, particularly in the second half against the Texans. Well-coached team, great adjustments, two rushing touchdowns, two touchdown passes. Defense was dominating against Houston. Remember, they shut out, they only gave up, the defense did 3 points as the special teams gave up the punt return for Houston to tie the game at halftime. Don't expect the Chiefs to be fazed by this, though. Overcoming the Bills on the road in a memorable matchup between those two. Premier quarterback in the game in Patrick Mahomes. Outdueling Josh Allen again. The Chiefs are 3-2 in AFC title games with Mahomes under center. Key difference in this game: the Chiefs arguably have the best defense in the Mahomes era and maybe as good a defense as there is in the league outside of Baltimore. They finished the season second in scoring defense and yards allowed. No Kansas City team has been higher than seventh in either metric in Mahomes' tenure. The case for the Ravens: both sides of the ball are on fire for Baltimore. The defense, where the Ravens allow zero offensive touchdowns in the divisional round against the Texans. The defense didn't blink against Houston the way the Browns did in the wild card game. Baltimore allowed a negative 0.29 efficiency per play. It's nothing new for this Ravens defense. Despite the name brand of the Chiefs, the reality of this matchup is that Baltimore defense has been much, much better than the Kansas City offense by comparison. Offensively, the Ravens are on a roll. They've been good all season. They kicked it up a notch in the playoffs. The Chiefs' defense is going to provide more resistance than Houston did, but Kansas City ranked 11th in EPA per play allowed against opposing quarterback scramble runs, which you know they're going to see a lot of. The Chiefs, it's still Patrick Mahomes. It's the best defense they've ever had. They still got Andy Reid, which is a big advantage calling plays. A breakout receiver is playing with some confidence in Rashid Rice, an offensive line that did a much better job blocking against Buffalo. We'll see if they can do it against a much better defensive front in the Ravens. And then tight end Travis Kelce, who's always clutch. It's going to be an interesting matchup. While Buffalo moved the ball at times on Kansas City, the long view of the defense, it's still one of the best in the league. Look, the Chiefs as an underdog, with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, this is phenomenal. The Ravens have been the better team. They've certainly been the more consistent team. What has happened throughout the course of the season is not as important as how they're playing now. We see Kansas City playing their best ball, but Baltimore's only played one game in the playoffs, and they've been steady as she goes. Look, Baltimore is the team to beat here, but there's going to be high pressure at home. If Kansas City gets a lead, this is going to be a lot of fun. Something tells me, though, Baltimore, the more solid pick here. 3.5, 3.5 is intriguing. Push comes to shove, I take it. I think Baltimore probably ultimately wins this game, but I certainly would not count out Kansas City by any stretch. Chris Landry here with a look at the NFC Championship matchup. The upstart Detroit Lions, and what a run it has been. We'll see how many fans travel out to the Bay Area to see the Lions play the Niners. Niners are a 7-point favorite in this one. The total is 51.5. The Lions are 14-5, 6-3 on the road, 13-6 against the spread, 7-2 on the road against the spread, 7-3 in their last 10, 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Niners are 13-5, 6-3 at home, 9-9 against the spread, 3-6 at home against the spread, 8-2 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. The 49ers, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1994. To put that in perspective, Steve Young threw three touchdown passes to Jerry Rice that went against the Chargers. The Niners will be making their seventh appearance in the NFC Championship game since 2011. They've gone 2-4 in those games, three of which have come under Coach Kyle Shanahan since 2019. Shanahan has a chance to pass Bill Walsh for the best postseason win percentage in club history with a win over Detroit. As for Brock Purdy, he's trying to build a legacy of his own, and winning this game would go a long way after he was knocked out of the conference title game with an elbow injury last year. The Lions are trying to rewrite their own history books by winning two playoff games for the first time since 1957. They've already done something most Lions fans have never personally witnessed. The Lions are doing it with an explosive offense, a physical offense that figures to test this 49ers elite defense. Orchestrating it all is the clutch Jared Goff. It's one of the best stories this NFL season. After powering the Lions with 287 passing yards and two touchdowns in the win over Tampa, the Rams cast off has a chance to go to a second Super Bowl. If he takes the Lions to Las Vegas, this might just build, they might build him a statue in the Motor City. Look, a case for the 49ers. Yes, Purdy's performance in the divisional round game against the Packers was not all that impressive until he led them on the final drive. But the best way to judge him is with a long lens. And when we do that, the 49ers still look pretty menacing. Let's look at the matchup. The Niners have the most efficient passing offense in football. What is the Lions' biggest weakness? Defending the pass. Entering Sunday, the Lions ranked 30th in EPA allowed per opposing quarterback dropback. San Francisco's plethora of offensive playmakers are going to be a nightmare for the Lions. And while the Lions' offense is also effective, they don't have nearly the same firepower. Plus, the 49ers have stars galore on defense. Nick Bosa on the edge. Javon Hargrave, the defensive tackle, lead a pass rush that can get pressure on the quarterback despite blitzing only 20% of the time, which is sixth lowest in the league. And cornerback Jadarius Ward, linebacker Fred Warner should be able to at least mitigate somewhat Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta of the Lions. The Lions have two major factors working for them in the NFC Championship game. Maybe Purdy will be shaky like he was early against the Packers, although it looked like it was weather-induced. Until his game-winning drive, he looked fallible. Second, one thing you can do against the Niners is run on them. That plays right into the Lions' strength as they rush for 114 yards against Tampa. They lean run-heavy with the 11th highest run ranking over expectation in the league, sixth most efficient running team in the league. Thanks to a strong play from David Montgomery, the power back, and Jahmyr Gibbs, the explosive back. Finally, the Niners are one of the more efficient pass defenses because of their ability to defend the deep throws, ranking third in EPA per play allowed on attempts of 20 or more yards in the air. But that's a wasted skill against the Lions, which throws deep just 7% of the time, which is the lowest in the league. The Lions will need the ball to bounce their way a few times. They're going to want to play this game and win it at the line of scrimmage. They're facing a team in San Francisco that can match their physicality. Can the Lions play super efficient? I think that for much of the game against Tampa, I wasn't sure that they were in complete control and that Tampa had a really good chance to win it. But they found a way to get it done. I think the Lions are going to have to play quite a bit better, not just a little bit better, than they did against the Rams or the Bucs to win this game against San Francisco. Something tells me that the Niners are going to play their best game. First game in the playoffs, in the rain, you got a sloppy performance. I think you're going to see a better Niners performance here. And look, much like in discussing the Ravens matchup against the Chiefs, the Niners have been the most consistent team in the NFC all year long and the most complete team. I think they've got the edge here. I think they get it done. But what a great story for Detroit. And they're going to fight. And if the Niners don't bring their A game, Detroit will definitely have a chance. Should be a great one. Enjoy it, everybody.